Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is going to the show, and I'm just a regular guy. So, The Mule. It's the latest Clint Eastwood movie. It ain't an animal picture, although I did love him with that monkey back in his 70s. But this time, the 88-year-old director-actor is playing a drug mule. Oh, yeah, carting drugs in a pickup truck for a cartel. Dangerous, high-intensity stuff, right? Well, you'd think so. But a violent action picture with a high body count, this is not. There was a time Clint would have taken this cartel down, killed everybody in sight, and asked them if they felt lucky. But that was a long time ago. The guy's almost 90. He's still a tough guy, but a crazy old coot tough guy, and nothing scares him or intimidates him. And the cartel guys, they don't know what to do with that. Hey, don't get me wrong, there is danger. He is running drugs for bad people, but this is more about him being a bad dad who is trying to make things right after not being present in the life of his family for many, many years. Not because he's a criminal, but because he was a horticulturist. Evidently, that's a very time-consuming business. But ain't it unbelievable how much time Clint himself has spent making movies? This guy has been around for our whole lives. He made two movies this year. At his age, most people are dead. Long live Clint. And I say you gotta see everything he makes. He's earned it. And the fact of the matter is, I really like this movie. It's funny, it's weird, but true. There was a real old guy who actually worked for the cartel, but I think that Clint added in the fatherhood thing because, well, you know, that's his thing. And it gives the movie its heart. The drug stuff gives it the goofy humor where Clint is in his pickup truck. It's loaded with drugs. He's cranking tunes on his trips. He's singing along. He dances the polka bands. He has threesomes with hookers. He takes no crap and becomes a reliable employee at a cartel. There's a couple of DEA agents after him, Bradley Cooper and Michael Pena, and he has a real nice scene with Cooper. And Andy Garcia is the Mexican kingpin who really likes the old guy. But with family stuff in this movie, that's where the sadness comes in. That's where the regret comes in. And Clint is a master at leisurely, low-key pacing that is not boring. And I always love to see him on a screen. He's Clint Eastwood, for crying out loud. The craggier and the crankier, the better. The Mule. Now, you want to hear some of my other reviews? Those are at 93XRT.com. Get them on a podcast. And I'm just a regular guy on 93XRT, Chicago's finest rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.